My name is Michelle Ingram.
I am 17 years old. Today is November 15th, 2017, and I'm speaking with my mother, Debbie Ingram, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Virginia.
My name is Debbie Ingram, and I'm Michelle's mom.
Mom, can you describe what you looked like as a kid?
I was a little chubby kid.
Yeah.
And Chinese descent. So I'm a minority in my own country. And people like to call me China, like that.
What country were you from?
I'm from Indonesia.
What part?
I'm from West Java. Grew up in the capital of West Java named Bandung.
Okay. Can you tell me about what the people looked like around where you grew up and where most of them were from?
Indonesia is the biggest Muslim country in the world. 93%, somewhere around that, Muslim. And most of the people there is a native. And also, in the neighborhood where we grew up, is a lot of Dutch descent people. Because of Indonesia being under Dutch for 350 years. So a lot of people mixed there. And I remember during my childhood, everybody around me speak Dutch, including my babysitter.
Okay. So can you paint a picture of your childhood household, who lived in your home, and what they were like?
We are in the house with my mom, my dad, and my only sister. It's just four of us, and I have a maid that is not staying with us. She come in the morning, and she leave in the afternoon. During the day, mom and dad usually go to work, so just leave the kids alone with the maid. We have a cat, a black cat, that always steals some food from the table.
And what did your house look like? Were you guys poor, rich, middle class?
I think we consider a middle class, even though I think there are some point that maybe not really, really have all the time, but I don't remember that part of my life.
So explain to me, like, describe your house. What did it look like since it was in Asia?
It was just like the house here, except...
except what?
Except the kitchen is outside, kind of, and not a part of the main house. And the bathroom is like connected to the house separately, but it's not an outhouse.
Okay. So where's your mom's family from?
My mom's family from Middle Java.
And how about your dad's?
My dad is from West Java.
So how about your grandparents' families on both sides?
My mom's parents is from Middle Java, but when I was growing up, they live in Sumatra Island. So I don't really meet them until probably I was fourth grade or something.
Were you close with your grandparents?
Not really.
And why do you think that?
Because of far distance, so we don't see each other that often. But I'm closer to my mom, adopted mother.
Okay, so tell me about Aunt Inga. Tell me about your sister.
She is my only sister, and she's only about two and a half years older than me. We are very close. We play together all the time.
So how would you describe her compared to you?
She more calm and she not aggressive.
Okay, so can you tell me more about your relationship with your parents? Who are you closer with?
I think I'm closer to my dad.
And how was y'all's relationship, really? Like, why were you particularly closer to him than your mother?
Because I'm daddy's girl. I can't get anything from my dad.
Okay, do you remember a time when you ever made your mom angry?
Yeah, I play outside with my friend until really late in the afternoon, like 6 o'clock. My mom was so mad, and I cannot get into the house, and she locked every single door. And then she said, "Why don't you just stay outside?"
You've done that to me.
Yeah.
What do you miss most about your parents, especially your dad?
My dad always remember me when he go out of town. He always remember my favorite food. He always come home and bring me the food that I like. And he gave me little stuff. He even catch a scorpion one day and then bring it home because he know I would like to play with it. And I preserve the scorpion and I do some surgery on it to see what's inside of it.
Oh my God.
That was a big black scorpion. It was so funny.
If you could say something now to your parents, now that they're not here anymore, what would it be?
I think I would say, I'm sorry for bad thing I did, and I love them so much.
Can you tell me the story of how you met Dad?
Boy, I met Dad where? In the airport?
Where was he coming from?
I don't remember.
Where were you coming from?
I was on my way going somewhere.
Okay. So tell me about that. Tell me about you guys.
So we just talk and...
And you didn't like him at first.
Well, he just asking for my number, so I gave him because I'm going home. So nobody gonna do long distance call because it's like expensive. So I just gave a number.
And he called you?
3 months later, he called and I was like, who is this?
Such a
dad. I don't even remember.
Do you remember the time when you both realized you wanted to be together forever?
Yeah, after we broke up for 6 months. Because I didn't like him at that time. And then we just come back and it was meant to be. It was God involved in the whole thing.
Can you tell me about some of the happiest moments you had with Dad and the most difficult?
Yeah, the happiest moment, I guess, when the children were born, when we have our trip, and the most difficult one is when we stay with his sister for almost a year.
And why was that?
Because we have no privacy.
And you and Aunt Cheryl, how was y'all's relationship?
Not that close.
So you and Dad got married And then you had kids. So what kind of role does religion play in your life when you were getting married? Basically, like, what does God play in your life now that you're an adult, you have kids, you have a job?
I think God is everything. Without God, basically nothing. He have a plan, and his plan is always grand, it's always right. At that time, probably not what you think of, but it is always right.
Jumping off, so you had three kids. You had Erica, my older sister. You had Joseph, middle child, and me. What was I like as a baby?
You were chubby. You like to eat. You like to bite.
Oh, gosh.
You bite some friend at the preschool. Always got in trouble. I remember you don't know how to count money.
Oh, God. Do you remember a time when I was younger or, like, in middle school or something that I made you angry?
I don't remember anymore. The only thing I remember is when you were in kindergarten in South Wind.
My glasses.
Your glasses. You keep on losing your glasses. Man. That make me mad. And you always get in trouble with your teacher. I don't know what you do.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Yeah, you always proud to show your creativity in when they have open house at school.
So now, could you say that you're proud of me today?
I'm always proud of my children.
What are your dreams for me?
To be successful in love and fear of God.
So, basing off of another track, what made you want to come to America?
Oh, I cannot live in Indonesia because I'm too outspoken there.
So you came to America, you had a family, and I want to know more about when you came to America and then Dad got you a job at Walmart to where you are now with the government. Like, how what happened between those years that made you come to where you are today?
Well, initially, I cannot work in anything else because my school in Indonesia hasn't sent the diploma yet to the United States, and I cannot work. And when I got my diploma, I still couldn't work right away because with the federal government because I'm not a citizen yet. So I have to wait until I became a citizen to apply for the federal government job.
So coming to America can be hard and stressful, and some people feel very alone. Did you ever have a time where you felt very alone, even though you had Dad?
Yeah.
Can you go into details about that?
Yeah, when I came here and we just married and we're still living in Cheryl's house in the upstairs in the attic. My sister lived in Virginia, and at that time we lived in Memphis, and I was pregnant with Erica. And when Dad was at work, sometimes Dad work at night, I feel very lonely. I don't have nobody else.
So, did having three kids and then now, do you feel like you're content with your life?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel now still that you kind of feel alone at times?
No.
Not at all?
No, unless I'm in the hotel room, which is consists of what? One third of my life in a year.
So, was it generally hard growing up in Asia and then having to come to America and look at the different ideals and morals of the people here compared to the people back home? Because you always tell me that, you know, back in Indonesia, you know, you can't act like that or do things like that. So what was different? What did you feel was hard?
For me, I don't think it's really, really hard. I don't have heart adjustment problem because my parent, I guess my parent have an open-minded when we grew up, and part of my mom have a Dutch ancestor, so it have somewhat similar thing than we have here.
Okay. Well, Mom, I just want to thank you for doing this interview with me. You mean a lot to me, and I love you. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to tell me about your life.